ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'laha wa baniha bisirr al-mustawda'a fiha ba'adad mu'ahata bihi ilmuk. Respected brothers and sisters, we send our condolences and salam to our beloved Imam of Time on the times of the commemoration of the anniversary of the Shahada of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullahi alayha. May it be that in these important moments and times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us ma'rifah and knowledge about the life and teachings of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, and grant us the ability, the power to implement those teachings into our lives. We are about to focus and start one of the most beautiful du'as ever reached to any of us from Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. The 20th du'a of the book As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, the 20th supplication of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, the great legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin. وَكَانَ مِنْ دُعَائِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَمَرْضِيَ الْأَفْعَالِ. On the noble Imam Sajjad's supplication, a noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. The very first part of this du'a starts with salawat, with salutation upon the Holy Prophet, the last apostle of Allah, and his pure progeny. It starts like this. It says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, wa balligh bi imani akmal al iman, waj'al yaqini afdal al yaqin, wantahi bi niyati ila ahsan al niyat, wa bi amali ila ahsan al a'mal. The supplication of noble morals represents, we should say, the pinnacle of humanity, the level that Islam defines for a human being. Whereas the capitalist, the imperialist system, the level that defined for human beings is so low, right? What defines me? Let's ask ourselves, what is it that defines you? Is it my car? Is it my job and occupation? Is it my belongings? Think about it for a second during the break that we have, and stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
all right, respected brothers and sisters, I hope that you've had enough of break to think about the answer to this question. What are you really? What is you, right? How do you define yourself for yourself, right? What are you exactly? What am I? Am I my Am I defined by the belongings that I have, by what I possess? Oh, I am my job. I am my occupation. What is your identity for yourself exactly, right? The more you grow, the definition that of that certain identity also grows, right? The more you grow, the more you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that me gets expanded and uplifted and upgraded to a new me, right? I am not my car anymore. I am not my job anymore. I'm not the money that is sitting in my bank account anymore. I'm not the house that I own anymore. I'm not even the family that I have anymore, right? You get fade out in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you become great. That is the level that Islam defines for a human being. Working on yourself to the extent that you become the spirit of God in reality and in your belief. You are so great. Ya insan, O the human being, you are so great, you've forgotten about that. You have restricted yourself to the lowly ambitions of this dunya that are easily achievable, and there's emptiness after achieving them. You get depressed after you have it, right? You feel the emptiness of it. It's nothing, right? Once even you have it, your challenges, your issues, and your problems increase. The supplication of noble morals, the 20th dua of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah, in fact represents the pinnacle of humanity and expresses man's attainment of the station of Tawheed, right? This is because the morality that stems from a pure monotheistic focus is completely different from the morality derived from non-monotheistic premises and underpinnings. Each passage of this 20th supplication unveils this kind of morality in the various fields of thought, speech, and action. Let's take another break. Stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, the dua starts with this: Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali. وبلغ بإيماني أكمل الإيمان واجعل يقيني أفضل اليقين وانتهي بنيتي إلى أحسن النيات وبأملي إلى أحسن الأعمال. O Allah, O Lord, O Allah, bless Muhammad and his household. Cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith. Make my certainty the most excellent certainty, and take my intention to the best of intentions and my works to the best of works, right? We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting salawat to enrich and to upgrade our faith, our certainty, our iman to its highest of levels. Having great ambitions really is important in making the plans for growth, for becoming better and better on a continuous, persistent way, inshallah. We'll explain more about this in the upcoming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد